I know what I'm doing from 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. I am sitting in front of my television, probably with some wine and maybe even some biltong, and I'm going to be cheering very, very, very loudly for Johan Ackermann's Lions against the Crusaders. I mean, it's just such a wonderful story. They were knocked out of rugby, Super Rugby, in 2013. They couldn't find anybody to play against. The sponsors, the crowds deserted them in droves. They hired Johan Ackermann. They won a playoff against the Kings. They got back into Super Rugby in 2014. They were in the final. They had to travel for the final because of some iffy selection choices for a match against Argentina in Argentina, and they lost in New Zealand, but they finished top of the log. All right, they didn't have to play any New Zealand opposition until last week, but they won last week, and they're up against the Crusaders tomorrow. Crusaders, the only team that have ever won a final away from home, and that was a considerably less difficult assignment than they face tomorrow, because all they had to do was cross the Tasman and go across, I think, to the Brumbies and beat them in Canberra. Murray Ingram of Connect Sports Academy. Is it the Lions, or are the Crusaders the only team that have the kind of structure and defensive ability to win away from home, Murray? What do you think?
John, I think I'm hopeful that it's the Lions. I think everything's starting to look like it's heading that way. And yes, it'll be a fantastic fairy tale ending for Johan Ackermann, and he thoroughly deserves it for the kind of minor miracle he's worked turning the team around into, you know, two times finalists.
Altitude, travel away from home. Those are three big things against the Crusaders.
Yes, I mean, you saw last week the Hurricanes came out firing. They looked like they were going to blow the Lions off the park. And 35 minutes in, you could see they were the ones that were literally blown off the park. And they'd overrun themselves. So I think the Crusaders will learn from that. And they do play a more pragmatic game than the Hurricanes do. And they're a bit more forward dominated. The win that they had in the quarterfinals in the rain a few weeks ago was a good example of that. They were fantastic. So I think it'll be more competitive. But I think those factors definitely come into play. It's been a long season. And I think, as we saw last week, the Crusaders will definitely be up against it.
I mean, perhaps the Crusaders, as I say, their structure, their defensive ability, because in both their quarterfinal and their semi-final, I think their ball possession stat over the 80 minutes of the game was somewhere around 30-35%. So they can win without the ball, which perhaps the Chiefs, the Highlanders and the Hurricanes not so good at.
Yeah, they've got a more balanced game, and I think that's because they've got a fantastic type five. You know, most of their type five are All Blacks, or they're all All Blacks. But
their reserve front row is all Blacks as well.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. So I think, you know, they play in some ways quite a South African game of rugby, but, you know, a bit more highly skilled. So they do have the ability to adapt. But I think, you know, that's finals rugby. And but I think, you know, it's the one thing you've got to take into account is the 60,000 Ellis Park crowd. I think it's one of the most difficult grounds to come and play at when the crowd's really, really excited and, you know, going all the way back to 1995. I think every team in the world fears coming to play in front of a full Ellis Park.
One thing that, look, I've never played sport at any particularly high level at all, so I have no personal experience to speak of, but I have been lucky enough through my position on the radio to get reasonably close to a couple of leading sportsmen and have in-depth conversations with them. And they do tell me how much of something like a final like tomorrow's is in the mind. And this thing of doing it for Ackers, it's his last game. He's taken not a bunch of no-hopers, but he's taken a bunch of people without huge reputations in the game of rugby, and he's united them into a team that play for each other and win. And he's off to Gloucester, I think. So you want to win for yourself. You want to win for Ackers. And sometimes that can be a kind of inhibiting factor. You put too much pressure on yourself because you're doing it for the coach.
Yeah, I think that probably came through in the first 20 minutes of last week's match. I think they were trying a little bit too hard and they made some fundamental errors. He sat them down at halftime and you know, they kind of almost single-handedly turned it around. I think, you know, you spoke of it in the build-up about the Lions being a family, and I think the experience they've had over the last 4 years, that they've kept the nucleus of that squad together, and they have gone from being a bunch of no-hopers and players that stand out. I mean, I know he's not playing tomorrow, but Warren Whiteley, he's gone from being a, you know, in the Sharks junior setup, not cracking it there, and now he's the Springbok captain. And the other one who's, you know, a big factor tomorrow is Elton Jantjies. I think as a kind of confidence player at 10, I think Akers has really got the best out of him, and he's got to take a lot of credit for that. He's turned him into a fantastic rugby player and a professional, and his training and work ethic is really, he's got the most out of him, particularly the last two seasons.
A couple of things I've read today that struck me. One is that Swayze de Bruin, who takes over from Johan Ackermann after this game, has been an incredibly important part of the success, because he, I read today, has a sort of unrivaled ability to spot talent, and that a lot of the players who are now performing well for the Lions came through the Natal Academy system while Swayze de Bruin was involved with that. And the other thing that I thought was really cool was that the Lions are playing the Bulls in a Currie Cup match tomorrow, and they're kind of going in with a third and fourth team, because there's a squad of 31 and the eight players who are not part of the match 23. Johan Ackermann has said, you're not going to go and play rugby. You've been part of the setup for this entire rugby season. You're going to be sitting there in the stand on the sideline with the 23 who are playing, because you're part of the family as well.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. I know they were trying to move that game to be the curtain raiser at Ellis Park, and that didn't work out. So I think that's a great move. And yeah, just to get back to your point about Swayze as well, I think I'm from Natal, and you know, Swayze was well respected in those coaching structures in the under-19s and 21s going back quite a long time. And I think he's another one who's really taken the most out of the Lions' emergence over the last 4 years, and he's one of those rugby brains that's probably been underutilized in South African rugby, and you can see the effect, particularly on the backline, on the Lions' backline. They're playing cutting edge rugby now.
Murray Ingram, thank you very much for your expertise, Murray, with the Connect Sports Academy.